It many times. I'm a self-help junkie, right? I quit for January many times and very successfully. I had no problem quitting. I told you my tradition is Catholicism. I would quit for Lent. No problem. Ash Wednesday, done. Easter, well, me and Jesus rose. And just before this event of her going to the hospital, I had just finished a 90-day self-help program called Life Springs. You may or may not be familiar with it. It's a very robust program because I'm a seeker. I'm a mad dog seeker, all right? And that's my favorite word for people who are in pursuit of something, and even if they don't know what it is, they're in pursuit of it with a ferocity that just, it drives them, and it keeps them moving forward usually. So February 21st is my first day, 1984, without a drink. And I haven't had a drink or an inclination for a drink since. Well, I'm hoping you're hearing the mystery of that. I didn't make a decision to quit drinking. I didn't pray. I didn't go to AA. There was no consciousness that I had a problem. But then it began to unpack. One of my other words I use for our journey, and this might help you. I don't care whether you've got one day or 50 years. We have a person here, I saw her the other night, 50 years. We're thawing out. No, T-H-A-W. We are thawing out. And it's a constant condition if you're paying attention. That's the whole point of progress, all right? And you hear it all the time. Progress makes perfect. No, it doesn't. All right? Practice makes progress. And perfection is not available to us because we're human beings. We're innately material. We're innately corruptible. We're innately physical. The moment we are born, we start dying. All right? Some of us sooner than others, right? Those of you who are certainly over 50 or 60 know about disintegration. So they asked me to stop drinking, and I did. And then they asked me this. Again, this might be helpful to you if you don't know whether you're an addict or not. I didn't use the word alcoholic. I used the word addict. Because I've broadened my vision here, all right? At first, of course, I was exposed to alcoholism, and then I was exposed to the Al-Anon program, then I was exposed to drug addiction, and now I've been exposed to at least 100, maybe 200 different kinds of addictions. So here's the experience that they allowed me to have, they invited me to have, and I was willing to have it. They said, write out your autobiography of your relationship with alcohol. Many of you, if you have been involved in any type of self-help program, whether that's therapy, formal therapy, or religious inventory, or certainly in a 12-step program, you've done some type of an autobiography. But this is a very focused autobiography. They said, do an autobiography of your relationship and history to alcohol. So this is really then what happened. I sat down, and I was willing to do this. I don't know why I was willing to do it, honestly, probably because I'd had this